Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport /fly healthy.
And I feel like there's technology out there that was doing that before. There was like an app or something, and it didn't really work. And since most people can't sing anyway, it wasn't really effective. But I don't know, maybe the Google one is better. Unless, of course, you are tone deaf, and then nothing's going to help you.
Hey, Google, play. Play. Forget it. Don't you forget about me. Stop!
So now you could besides humming or singing, you could even whistle.
Hey Google, play this song. Oh, this one. Come on, you know the one. Oh, this one. No, this one. Yes, that one.
Yeah, I'm kind of excited about that. Because, I mean, how many times have you heard a song where you're like, I heard this song in the background, I don't know what it is, and it didn't show up in the credits.
And it goes,
right. So if this thing works,
yeah,
and if you can't carry a tune, but you're a good whistler, that could, Tim, you're a great whistler.
We don't need a whistle.
You take requests.
I like whistling. I don't know. I just find myself doing it. I don't even know I'm doing it. And then I'm like, oh, I've been whistling for 3 minutes.
How about that?
You know?
I love like making people that don't know how to whistle try because they look so funny. Yeah. Ooh, and my friend can't whistle, but you'll be like, hey, whistle. And she'll go, ooh, ooh. Ooh, 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 like, ooh. I'm like, well, that's not how you do it.
Let's see how good a whistler Tim is. Let's try Savage Love by Jason Derulo. That's pretty good.
Who knew?
Look at this guy.
Can you do that whistle or they go?
I cannot do the one where you put your fingers in your mouth.
Oh, I hate that one.
Yeah,
I always end up sitting right in front of that guy at a concert or a ball game.
Yeah. I can whistle. Can you whistle loudly? That's the other thing. Mm-hmm. I always whistle if Scott's down in the big garage. I'll go.
Dinner's ready.
Yep. Babe.
Can you do Blinding Lights by The Weeknd? Here, I'll help you.
Oh yeah, that's a good one.
This is riveting radio, y'all.
You are really good.
I'm loving this.
There you go.
You are extraordinarily who knew?
Well, when this train shows up at the station, I'm just going to get into the whistling business.
You're doing a very good job.
I know.
You guys have any other requests? He'll do any song.
Any song.
Let's do a little Nine Inch Nails.
Oh, yeah.
I can only think of one song.
You make me violate you. Do that one. Help me.
That's not Tim. That was Fritch. No, I'm not going to do that one.
All right.
Nice.
I haven't heard that in a long time. That's not in the system, is it?
I'm looking.
You should do that as like your go-to move when you go home and you get frisky with Chris. Just start whistling, I want to bleep like an animal and see if that works.
He won't know what song that is.
No.
From Nine Inch Nails.
No. That's unfortunate.
That's the only Nine Inch Nails song I know.
And I think they're being inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
A lot of people like them, though.
I think they're
as
in this
they
year.
Should be. An Indiana man was arrested for smuggling 12 bars of gold in his butt. Customs officers saw him walking in a suspicious manner while exiting the plane.
Yeah.
I mean, I can imagine he would with 12 bars of gold shoved up his butt.
That sounds like a visit to the hospital.
Doesn't it?
How did he get him up there is what I want to know.
Yeah, they searched his bags. They found 8 gold bars weighing a total of 800 grams hidden inside LED lights, which made them suspicious. So they x-rayed the suspect and discovered 12 more bars of gold in his butt. You know, I know people are divided on Sweetest Day. You know, some people are just all about Valentine's Day, if that. And then other people are like, Sweetest Day, really?
Mm-hmm.
That too?
Just like celebrating the love holidays, you know.
Because you can never have enough love holidays, right?
And we need love now in the world more than we ever have.
Amen.
Thank you, Dionne Warwick.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, is this Grace?
I'm on my way. Yeah.
Hi, Grace.
Hi,
Jeff
Grace.
And Jenna, Q102. How are you doing this morning?
Good. How are you?
Doing great.
Good. Fritz just put her on hold, and she said she doesn't believe this is real.
No, is this real?
This is totally real.
Yeah. She was like, I just don't. This is, well, first, I was like, can you come on the air with us? And she goes, what? What? This is not real. I'm like, you can call me back if you want. Like, this is really real. And then she agreed to come on.
Oh.
Well, I thought it was like a recorded call, like a prank call.
Oh,
because we do those. Yeah.
I was trying to get you to say something off script. Like, something
totally off script.
That's funny. Look at you trying to be all tricky.
I know. Hello.
Yeah, it's one of those voter robocalls.
Oh.
Extreme Jen Jordan.
That's right.
Yeah. I was like, say something about Penelope or something.
Oh, okay. She had a really great day. Scott just said, P did great today. She was ready for school.
Oh, good.
Aww.
That's a victory.
Yes, it is.
Any parent will tell you. So, listen, Matt wanted to show you some love by nominating you as our Sweetest Day winner. I don't know if you know this, but we're doing a little Sweetest Day contest with Kroger because Matt nominated you.
Mm-hmm.
And when someone gets nominated and they write a sweet little note, every now and then we'll come across one that just touches our heart.
Oh, yes.
And we wanted to share this with you, so I'm going to read it to you. Ready?
Yeah.
My sweetie's name is Grace, and she's actually now my fiance. We've been together 7 years this coming Sunday, a day after Sweetest Day, and she is such an amazing aunt. Always willing to help her sister and her 2 children, even though she needs to be at work the next morning. I guess you work at Christ Hospital?
Yeah.
What do you do there?
Ultrasound.
Yeah.
Oh, very cool.
I'm here at work right now. They're freaking out.
Are they freaking out because you got a patient on the table or what?
No, our first patient didn't show up, so I haven't done anything yet.
Oh, good. Okay. He goes on to say, she's the perfect person to have work in a hospital. She's patient, which works out for me personally. She's kind and very understanding. Once again, a personal plus since I'm tough to deal with. She makes her patients feel at ease, even though they've got a probe in some rather uncomfortable places. Not necessarily those places, but I guess sometimes those too.
Oh my God.
He says, I'd love to surprise her with this little treat so she knows how special and appreciated she is. And how I can't wait to marry her.
Is he always that sweet?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Well, no wonder you're marrying the man. What took you so long? 7 years.
I know. Well, I changed majors and schools, and it took me 2 years to get into the ultrasound program. So we were always like, when I graduate, when I get a job, we've just been like waiting for the right time.
Gotcha. Right. When is the wedding?
It's April 24th.
Nice. Soon. Okay.
Yes. 6 months.
Listen, we're going to give you that $100 gift card to Kroger.
Oh, my God. Thank you.
And some Kroger Bloomhouse Premium Roses, of course.
Is there candy involved?
Yes. Esther Price candies, of course.
Awesome.
I mean, it is Sweetest Day, for crying out loud. And by the way, we should mention Kroger has everything you need for Sweetest Day. They got cards, gifts, Bloomhouse Premium Roses for only $10, plus Esther Price chocolates for $14.99 and a whole lot more. But you're getting yours for free, girl.
Woo! Thank you so much.
Hey, don't thank us. Thank Matt.
Yeah, no kidding.
Thank you, Matt.
Aww.
That's sweet.
How sweet.
What are you and Matt up to this weekend?
well, funny enough, our niece and nephew are spending the night tonight.
Oh, fun.
Oh, how fun. Maybe you have a little movie night. Swing by Kroger, get some popcorn.
Yes.
Well, you have a great weekend and a great sweetest day, and good luck on the wedding and the marriage and all the fun stuff.
Thank you guys so much, and thank you, Matt. I love you.
Oh, you too. So
thanks,
cute.
Guys. Love you guys. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show Podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport / fly healthy.